Proclamation number 3451 of 28th of February, 1945. Revelation through the Word of God. I remember my own at every hour. And I reveal myself to them through the Word, which is conveyed to them partly mentally and partly through mediators who have received it directly from me. And thus they will also be able to overcome the great time of adversity because I impart the strength to them through my Word, which is the outpouring of my eternal love and which therefore will always be a source of grace for the human being from which he draws strength and fortitude in every adversity. Through my Word people are in closest contact with me. It is the sign to them that I hear their appeal when they are allowed to receive my Word directly or through messengers. For with my Word I am with them myself, and in my presence they need not fear anything. They need not fear for their bodies and souls. For I protect both as soon as I'm with them in the Word. But they must also recognize my Word as such. They must recognize me myself in it. Then they will also be under my protection and strength and grace will flow over them in abundance. But my own believe in me. They believe in my love and thus also that this love manifests itself in the Word. And thus they acknowledge me myself in the Word and consciously place themselves under my protection. But anyone who is timid and unbelieving will not be able to feel the strength of the Word in the same way, for my strength of love only flows into a heart which is completely open to me, and this opening of the heart requires profound faith in me and my love. My Word never loses its effectiveness, yet the latter depends on the human being's own will, on how he attunes himself to me, the eternal love. If his heart is capable and willing to love, then he will also unconsciously make contact with me in order to slowly come to realization and now consciously strive towards me. And then he will also be able to believe and understand my working, my care for people, which is expressed in the transmission of my Word. And if he seeks the reason in my love, he will also recognize my Word as the outpouring of my love. And then he will belong to my own who will draw strength from my Word in abundance. And I will reveal myself to all who, believing in me and my love, desire my Word. I will guide their thinking towards the truth. I will convey my Word to them through messengers if they are unable to hear it themselves through the inner voice, and I will give my servants on earth increased ability to hear the voice of the Spirit within themselves. I will be with people in the Word at all times so that the coming adversity will not depress them, so that they will draw strength to resist from it. So that they will send their spirit to me and not be drawn down by the forces of darkness. For my Word is the strongest weapon against them, for it teaches people love, it makes my will known to them. And where love is practiced, thus my will is carried out, there the forces of darkness are powerless, there the soul strives towards me. And my love takes hold of it and never lets it fall again. And therefore hear my Word and you will overcome all adversity and persevere until the end. Amen.